WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
First-time novelist Charles Frazier has hit the literary jackpot. The movie rights to his Civil War-era novel Cold Mountain has just been sold for over $1 million. And Anthony Minghella of English Patient fame has been signed on to direct. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says this time the hype is justified.
To tell the truth, I was leery. The word on Cold Mountain was that it was a love story by an unknown writer named Charles Frazier. The novel had snuck onto the bestseller list this summer largely through word-of-mouth raves by readers and independent bookstore owners. In a recent Newsweek profile, Frazier was described as a shy, down-home sort of guy who lives and writes far from the madding literary crowd. All of this sounded creepily close to the profile of another unknown folksy writer whose love story had blitzkrieged the bestseller lists a few summers ago. I still can't say The Bridges of Madison County without first consciously suppressing my gag reflex, so I made myself a deal. I'd dip into Cold Mountain, but if there were any sensitive, muscular heroes in it who kept musing on their own sensitive muscularity, I'd dump the book, quick. Instead, nearly an hour passed before I realized that in its first few pages, Cold Mountain had charged me up into a state of high attentiveness. A Confederate soldier named Inman lies in a field hospital near Raleigh, North Carolina, reading a moldy copy of John Bartram's Travels. His cot is next to that of an amputee whose severed leg smells like last year's ham. Despite his own festering neck wound, Inman is consumed by thoughts of desertion. He plans to walk clear across the state to reach his home on remote Cold Mountain. The Civil War has been raging for 4 years, and Inman is weary, apathetic, and yearning to see a woman named Ada, whom he had to leave before their relationship clarified. The succeeding chapters alternate between Inman's Ulysses-like odyssey of return, dodging capture at the hands of the bounty-hunting home guard, and Ada's solitary battle against starvation on the Cold Mountain farm she inherited from her father. After her father's death and the farmhand's desertion, Ada, a young lady who's been prettily educated in Charleston, realizes that she could not even weed a row of young bean plants. Ada's options, as she sees them, are to sell the farm for a pittance and return to Charleston, where she would have to politely sponge off friends, or negotiate a marriage with one of the aging and ineffectual leftovers of Charleston society. She's rescued by the appearance not of Inman, but of Ruby, a work-hardened young woman who teaches Ada how to bring the farm back to functional life. Together, these two women chop down trees, kill chickens, make hard cider, cure tobacco, and in general, make Martha Stewart look like a mere do-it-yourself dabbler. In Ada and Ruby's narrative, Frazier does a rare thing. He makes the struggles of the women waiting at home feel every bit as exhausting and dangerous as the adventures of their menfolk away at war. It's Frazier's elegant, precise writing style. His focus, for instance, on every detail of how desperate people would go about sifting salt out of a smokehouse dirt floor, that lifts Cold Mountain out of the category of ye old fake historical fiction and into a realm where even the most minor descriptions and characters feel authentic. Frazier grafts his considerable research onto a great, old-fashioned, multi-layered narrative. I've never had the quintessential summer experience of sitting around a campfire listening to a musical storyteller spin yarns, but I imagine reading Cold Mountain comes pretty close. This is the kind of novel that affects your mood for days and days after you've read it, that makes you feel the life passing around you is a simulacrum, and that instead the intense fictional lives you've read about are real. And I'll confess, unlike the end of The Bridges of Madison County, the end of Cold Mountain did make me cry.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Cold Mountain by Charles Frazier.